Welcome, gentlemen. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome to the Strong AF X Well Conditioned Show with your host, Jason Brown, where each week Jason teaches you how to get yourself and your clients brutally strong and, of course, well conditioned.
On today's episode of Strong AF X Well Conditioned, we are talking about the world's simplest strategy to making gains. This is something I've talked about quite a bit over the last few years. It's always been a post on social media that did really well, a lot of engagement, a lot of people chiming in. And of course, with anything you post, there is negativity that you're going to get. And a lot of the people that chime in that are giving negative feedback about this strategy, which we're going to get into, say that it's a beginner strategy and it's not enough to get better. And that tends to be the thing I see quite a bit with things I recommend, as, you know, maybe they're not being enough, or they're not hard enough, not enough intensity. Go down the list of attributes to any style of training, and you will have criticism from people that think that, you know, it's not going to be the thing that moves the needle for them. But I will tell you that most of those people are wrong. Not all of them, but most of them are wrong. And by most, I mean people that have higher levels of experience can benefit from a less is more approach. So let's delve into what is the world's simplest strategy to making gains. It is using a full body split. Probably could have guessed that's what I was going to say. Prioritizing your foundational movement patterns, your squat or single leg, your hip hinge, your push, your pull, direct core work, rotational work, as well as maybe a loaded carry. Now, the last three things, the rotational, core work, loaded carry, there's some level of interpretation that needs to happen there as far as where they go or whether or not they're a viable option. Loaded carry obviously is not a viable option for everyone, but it is a option for a lot of people, and it should be an option for a lot of people. I am a big believer in loaded carries. I think they're one of the greatest tools that we have as far as really kind of a do-it-all strength and conditioning tool. But those things at the end, isolation work even fits in there, are certainly strategies that we can use to move the needle. Now, if we go back to the foundation of this, it's using a full body split, in doing that spread over 2 to 3 sessions per week. So let's first address the criticism of it not being enough. Now, if we look at someone that's a beginner and they're just learning how to move, getting exposed to those foundational movement patterns more frequently is going to be in their best interest, because it's going to improve motor control and just help them get into a position where they're starting to reinforce good habits. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, we think about someone that wants to, that's more advanced and wants to maybe push one quality of fitness. Is it enough for them? I think there is a lot of caveats to whether or not it could be enough. If they are being true to reps and reserve and they're pushing and they're near failure, then I think it certainly can be enough. For someone like myself and the people that use my full body training subscription, by and large, it's enough, because they are very much accustomed to knowing how to push, knowing their body, and knowing how to move with big patterns like squat, press, pull up, hip hinge patterns, and, you know, all of the like. So that for those folks, it's certainly enough to move the needle. And for myself, I will tell you that this has been an approach for me that has helped me get above a plateau as far as just kind of overall fitness, as far as even body composition. It's helped me get to a better place of feeling better. And it's also allowed me to have a little bit more room for other things, which is an important aspect to this. So if you think about someone that's a beginner, or someone that's advanced, what about the people in the middle? Is it a good fit for them? Well, I don't know, because I don't know those people, and I don't know what their exact, you know, criteria is for what they are needing. And there's a lot of things that we could potentially say and throw out, and it might not be true. So I think that as a whole, if we think about people that are beginners, what is the main thing? Well, they need to learn how to move better. So it works very well for them because they're getting exposure to those movements more frequently. If we think about people that are advanced, they have a nervous system that is more developed than someone that is not advanced. They can push harder with less. Someone like myself has been training 25 years. I can push hard with what's in the program. It could be 5 to 6 exercises. It could be similar amount of volume across a week as just doing body part splits, but by and large, it's probably going to be a little bit less, you know, just by virtue of what it is and how much days that you are devoting to lifting. So it tends to be a little bit less. And with that, pushing to near limits is going to be very important. Now, I will tell you that for myself, I don't push to near limits with everything, but some things I do. And I obviously have the component of listening to myself. So knowing that I know how to push, knowing that I can go deep with whatever patterns are planned for that day is an important aspect to this. Someone that has a more developed nervous system, more experience, can push harder, can get more, can go essentially deeper with each individual exercise. How you structure those exercises is up to you, is based on what you're trying to do in any given block of training. But that's just kind of like, if we're going to break this down and think about what is the, why is this set strategy simple, number one, and two, why is it effective? Those are the reasons that it is. Now, this is the biggest piece, I think. All those things are important, but here's the bigger piece. The bigger piece is the impact on recovery. So if we have, let's say, let's just kind of break this down in terms of, we have 3 days to lift and 3 days to do conditioning. On an upper lower split like CXC, we are devoting 4 days to lifting and 2 days to conditioning. Now, with those programs, the main sessions are, for CXC is the four lifting sessions. You're heavy upper, heavy lower, speed upper. And then conditioning is, you know, if I look at compliance, we tend to see people do the conditioning less than they do the strength sessions. That's something we know to be true. So if that's the case, then obviously that changes things. But if we're just going to think about all things being equal and what's there, there are two conditioning sessions, four lifting sessions. On Evolve, my full body athlete program, there are three full body sessions and three aerobic conditioning sessions. So all things equal, if you do six sessions, you're doing a balance of both. So that means that you are devoting more time to improving your aerobic base, which will in turn affect your ability to recover. It'll affect vital metrics. It'll affect your ability to transport nutrients and oxygen to working tissues, improving things like cardiac output, improving the cavity volume in the heart, as far as things like your left ventricle and your ability to improve cardiac output. So there's a lot of just physiological things that happen when you are able to have a balance. I often see that people need the conditioning more so than they need the strength training, especially for those that have been training for a long time. So if you're just getting new to, if you're just new to lifting and you want to get stronger, then, you know, again, you could do three full body sessions and do that. Now, if you're in the middle and let's say your whole goal is to get stronger and gain lean tissue, then you could do 4 days of lifting if your recovery supports it. But usually the limiting factor is their recovery. It's not other things. Now, of course, there are other things that could potentially impact their ability to make progress with their program design, but that's another story. So if we're just, again, for I'm just thinking about my own training subscriptions, I tend to see people that have been training longer that make better progress with having a balance of the two. And I would even say for some people to even shift that balance more towards the conditioning, to skew it more towards the conditioning, can have a better effect on longevity. Now, you're probably wondering, well, what if I want to do this? What if I want to do that? Well, you can do that. But the question is what can you do for the longer period of time that's more sustainable? And a balance, in my opinion, is more sustainable. And as you get older, you might want to lean more towards one quality. Maybe for certain lengths of time, you lean towards strength. Maybe for certain lengths of time, you lean towards aerobic capacity. So there's a lot of things to unpack there. But I want to just kind of paint this picture for you guys so you understand this. So it's funny. Recently, one of the guys that uses my training, his name is Ken. Ken, if you're listening, I appreciate you letting me throw you in this story because I think you're a really great example of what I'm about to talk about. And that is, Ken has been training with me for a long period of time. Ken is in his early 60s. He's in phenomenal shape. He's in as good a shape as anyone that's in our 40s in our training. Very lean. And he's came from a position where he has really buckled down on his nutrition. He's super strict, you know, and he's very much dialed in. So he's very lean. He's in great shape. And it's funny, Ken has been on CXC since I've known him. So for those of you that don't know, it's two heavy days, two speed days, and two conditioning days. And I would say, by and large, Ken is probably about 90 to 100% compliant with getting in all six of those sessions on a consistent basis. And Ken asked recently, we just dropped RX Athlete, our new training subscription that is for people coming from CrossFit. Which training should I do? Should I stay on CXC or should I go to RX Athlete? And I answered him and said, my honest opinion is neither. I think you should do Evolve. and just do full body training and do your conditioning days on the other days of the week. So 3 sessions conditioning, 3 sessions full body. And I don't think he was expecting me to say that, but here's why. Ken has been training for a long time. He knows his body. He knows how to push. He knows how to go deep. He's very much on point. When it comes into reps and reserve, if I say you want to, I want you to have 1 rep in the tank, Ken has got 1 rep in the tank. He follows things to the letter. And because of that, he has a level of experience that supersedes a lot of people. So in theory, he's going to be able to get more from doing less. And I would say that if we improve things like his aerobic capacity, which I would say Ken is in a good position there already, but having some balance, especially, you know, he's in his 60s, but he's a very young 62-year-old athlete. For him to get better, to have more in the gas tank long-term, having a balanced approach is going to be a better fit for him. He's not trying to necessarily push his strength metrics anymore. He wants to be more well-rounded. He's very concerned with how he looks. Less is going to be more for him. Evolve, full body athlete is going to be a better fit for him long-term. At least that's my contention. And I think that we're going to come to see that soon here, but he just switched over. So I think that, you know, for someone like Ken, he's a great fit for that. Someone like myself, I'm a great fit for that. Now, if you fall in between, you know, are you a great fit for potentially biasing more strength training? Maybe. But there are a lot of things that we need to unpack before we make that decision. And I think that overall, if we're kind of just like starting from the middle of the road, it would be having a balance. And then you can go any one direction to potentially bias. Let's say you're doing an endurance event. You're doing a half marathon or even a full marathon. You want to bias, you want to add in some of more of your road work and potentially bias things more towards the aerobic system. You could do that and have your strength work be kind of, you know, something that is put on the back burner. Maybe you only do 2 full body maintenance sessions a week. But the simplest strategy is having a balance and using a full body split. That is the world's simplest strategy to making gains. And I would say that there are so many people that are doing just garbage. And now the more and more I do these program reviews, I see that there's just so much garbage out there that thousands upon thousands of people, probably millions of people are using. And they don't know what they don't know. So they're doing these programs that are 10, 12, 15 exercises of just mindless crap. There's no intention there. There's no effort put in to less. And when you have less, you could put more intention in and you could be more true to reps and reserve. And again, those things play out very well. It's not, if it was as simple as just adding more exercises, then I would be doing 20 exercises a day. But I know that that's not the case. And I would have my clients doing that as well. But the people that come to us that are coming from those programs invariably get better results because there's more intention. We focus more on the fundamentals, exercise order, exercise selection, being able to choose the right exercises and order them in the right way and structure them the right way. All of that stuff matters. This is why I'm doing program reviews to shed light on that, because people just don't know. They think that getting sweaty and sore is the marker of good training, but that's just so much more to it. So if you're listening to this right now and you're thinking about maybe it's time for a change, I think if you're even thinking about that, it probably is. And the best direction to go would be starting in the middle of the road. And the middle of the road would be if you have 4 days a week to train, you do full body, 2 full body sessions and 2 aerobic sessions. If you have 5 days a week to train, maybe you do a variant where you do 3 full body sessions for a certain length of time and 2 aerobic. And then maybe you shift more towards 3 aerobic and 2 full body for a certain length of time. And all of this you can do on my full body athlete program. Very easy to make those substitutions in terms of deciding what days. All the days are there. There are 6 days of training there. You can decide which ones are the best for you. You want to use 2 full body and 2 aerobic? Easy. You want to do 3 full body and 2 aerobic? Easy. You want to do 3 aerobic and 2 full body? Very easy to do. That is a very flexible program. That's why I designed it. I designed it that way on purpose, knowing there are a lot of people like myself that fall into the high level of experience, can push hard with less, and get a lot more bang for the buck. Now, with that, when you are using an approach like that, here are other things that happen. You don't get as sore because you're not putting as much volume into one aspect of the body in a singular session. So I'm not tearing up my legs in one session. I'm doing legs in all three of those sessions. So it's spread out over the course of the week. Instead of doing, you know, something that's more heavy on quadriceps or hamstrings, I am doing more of a balance. I'm doing one exercise for the lower body, for anterior. I'm doing one exercise for posterior. I'm doing push-pull for the upper body. I mean, that by nature of what it is going to be elicit less soreness and is going to allow you to push harder in those sessions. Now, 48 hours later, I'm doing another session with different variations. So I'm hitting different angles. I'm hitting different aspects of that skeletal muscle. And, you know, potentially getting a little bit more bang for the buck because I have better recovery. So I think that that's the thing that we have to think about is whether or not we are getting the most from it because our recovery is in the best position it can be. And I think for most people, it's probably not because of just our circumstances with, oh God, it's such a long list of things. But, you know, if we go down the list of just the food we're eating, the air we're breathing in, the water we're drinking, just environmentally, you know, things like EMF, things like, you know, being on your cell phone, blue light. I mean, just there's so many things that are meant to disrupt right now. You could even go down the list of chemicals such as, you know, lotions and things that you put on your body. All that stuff has potential side effects to it. And not to, you know, kind of change the subject here and get off onto another path, but we are dealing with a lot. So even if you don't believe anything what I just said, even if you think the air quality is great, the water's great, the food's great, even if you think that the, you know, lotions and things that we put on our body doesn't have any impact, that's perfectly fine. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you about that. To each his own. But my point being is that environmentally, there are things that are in our way. And social media, being on social media, blue light, you know, having that impact your sleep, is there. It's a real thing. Sitting in postures like I'm sitting in right now in more internal rotation, those are things that we deal with. Being stressed out because of different things in our lives, our work, our you know, just kind of things that we don't know about in the world today. I mean, there's just a lot of variability that puts on stress. And when that's said, I think that more people need to prioritize improving their aerobic system so those things are a non-factor. If you have a better aerobic system, you're going to recover better. So I think that if you were to kind of just break this down again, to summarize everything we talked about, it's you do 2 to 3 full body training sessions a day that prioritize the foundational movement patterns, your squat, your single leg, your hip hinge, your lunge, I already said single leg, your push, your pull for the upper body. And then again, mixing in isolation, core work, rotational work certainly fits in there. A load of carry could fit in there, but we're talking 5 to 6 exercises per session. And, you know, an easy way to structure full body is just using pairings, so supersets of anterior, posterior. So you do a squat pattern, you do a row pattern, you do a press pattern, you do a hinge pattern, you do a rotational core movement, you do some isolation work for direct arms or direct glutes. So again, a lot of different ways you can go. That's one way. We do 2 to 3 of those per week. And then we do 2 to 3 aerobic sessions per week where we do 45, 60 minutes of zone 2, 60 to 70% of max heart rate at a conversational pace using multiple cyclical pieces. Of course, you can mix in some other things, but that is just the simplest strategy to making gains. If you take one thing from this episode today, it is to just try that on your own. And you can go check out my article on my website. I will put a link in the show notes. I have an article on full body training. You can check that out. It's an easy, very simple, actionable plan that you can take and do and see how it feels for you. Do it for a couple of weeks, see how it feels. Maybe you feel great and you're like, you know what? I want to hop on the actual training and get direction from professional coaches and have everything done for me and zero guesswork. We got a home for you. But I would recommend that you just try that first, see how that approach works, and let me know how it goes. See you guys in the next show.
This was another episode of Strong AF X Well Conditioned Show. Tune in every Wednesday for new episodes. And be sure to subscribe on all podcast platforms.